Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate podcast. Out of the blue and out of absolutely nowhere, Aston Villa have just announced that they've reached an agreement with Chicago Fire for the transfer of Colombian striker John Duran. I've done a podcast on John Duran previously, about 2 weeks ago, and I kind of did it as a speculative one because he was somebody completely different to anything that we had seen before, or anyone we had seen before, should I say. And I thought that was really interesting because we've all been clamoring and we've all been looking for a striker. We've all been thinking about what's the direction of this squad, what's the direction of the transfer thinkings of an Unai Emery or of Johan Langer or whoever's going to be there, whoever's going to be looking like they're going to be taking the reins with regards to transfers. And I think that this has kind of answered our question in a way, because John Duran is somebody that has been linked with a couple of the top clubs within Europe. Liverpool were very much sniffing around John Duran. And to be honest with you, actually, it was somebody I was talking to in the media recently had said that Liverpool had more or less sealed a deal with him and they were quite excited by signing him. Now, obviously, I think it'd be fair to say that Liverpool's first inclination wouldn't be for another striker, given who they have up top, but they do have some aging players and players on the way out. So they were signing this guy, John Duran, as somebody who would come in and potentially be an heir apparent, I think. But Aston Villa have taken a jump, it seems, on a lot of teams to sign John Duran, and it looks like it's going to be for quite a sizable fee. I'm just working off new stuff, I suppose, as it's coming up here, so bear with me for a moment. I've seen the fee being mooted at in around $22 million, which, to be honest with you, doesn't really surprise me, given some of the fees that other people have mentioned when they have been talking about this player, specifically when he's moved to Europe. Apologies. I'm just trying to remember who actually said that, gave that the link for that amount of money. I can't seem to find it. I can't find it at the moment, but it's there. It's on my timeline. If you guys do want to go back and see who it was that has referenced that amount of money and that fee for him. But $22 million, as I said, this comes in under the shadow of darkness, I suppose, really. But everybody has been kind of clamoring for a striker, and a striker in the mold of someone like Christian Benteke. And this guy has the physical attributes to play in the Premier League. If you go back and look at the video we did on John Duran, this isn't going to be an extensively long video on him at the moment, but I did one on him previously with regards to, the type of player he has and the profile that, and why people were looking at him. And it is realistically because he has that physical profile of a Premier League striker. He's strong, he's stout, he's powerful, he can stand his ground. He takes quite a lot of shots. He's somebody who's a bit of a ball hog when he takes shots. And that reminds me of Christian Benteke as well, because there was times Benteke would just shoot. And it is a really interesting one. Paddy's watching. If Paddy's available and he wants to jump on, he can. I didn't even tell him I was going doing this. But he is that mold of flair. And I'm not just being stereotypical when I say it about him, but, you know, his body fits the way he plays. Does that make sense? Does that make sense at all? When I say that his body fits the way he plays, because he is that target man type, but he can also get in around and be that kind of 2023 type striker that they can run in past defenders as well. He's a bit, he can get a small bit hot under the collar, which is as is his way, but, you know, with regards to him being the type of a modern striker, he's got his turn of pace. He's nice and powerful, as they say, when he's on the ball, and just watch him. He's got a huge frame. Like, he's only 19 years of age. Is he 19, 20 years of age? I have his date of birth here. Yeah, he was born the 13th of the 12th, 03. So that's, he's only 19 years of age. So he has a lot of growing still to do. But at 19 years of age, he's built like a poly bull. You know, that's the phrase we use here in Ireland. He's built like a small calf, and he's well able to use his power as well. Think of, and without thinking of the all the misses that Darwin Nunes has, because I don't know how this guy is going to acclimatize to the Premier League either, and nobody does. Anybody who tells you that they know exactly how somebody is going to acclimatize to a league is lying. But this guy, he's kind of similar to Darwin Nunes in the way that he likes to get involved in every aspect of the game. He's able to hold the ball up. He's able to play it wide. Well, not himself wide, but he likes to hold it up and play it wide. He likes to get past defenders, and he likes to get into the rough and tumble. And why wouldn't he, being a Colombian? I think without being stereotypical, you know, they do like to get into the physical side of things, specifically when you've got the heft that this guy does as well. As I say, he's got 4 international caps for Colombia, or he had anyway when I was doing up my piece on him there. I'm just going to open up SB Ref once more and just make sure that is correct. But he is somebody that the Colombian national team think an awful lot about as well. Let me look at some of the comments there. From people. So Remote Property Flipper says, afternoon, fella, another one through the door. Yeah, and we didn't expect it to come through the door, and I think he won't be the last either. I think we'll see a winger come in. There is a question on this one for me as to what is the extent of Ollie Watkins' injury. Now, obviously, they're two completely different types of strikers, but that one is a worry for me, and I think we need to get points on the board, and we need to continue to keep the points on the board over the next few weeks. Now, this guy probably won't be somebody who's going to come in and hit the ground running, but I think that having a presence there, somebody that can come in maybe for the last 10 minutes, ease him into European football would be great. Or he could have the absolute opposite effect like Benteke did and come in and after a couple of games be knocking him out of the park, you know, for Aston Villa and be that handful for Premier League defenders. Hopefully it's the latter for me, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was the former as well with regards to him coming in and taking his time. Rachel says, we do like to announce strikers in the quiet. Well, you know, this is there's a lot of work goes into these, I think, and we do like to announce people on the quiet. Think of Danny Ings back in the day as well. Yeah, absolutely, I agree with you on that one for sure. All right, guys, I am I'm still working off a different setup, should we say, until my old setup comes back. So I don't have everything to hand as I normally do. So I do apologize here. More comments there from people. Where are we? Tuan says, not going to lie, this took me surprise. I don't really get it, though. How does this bowl over for Cameron Archer? Two completely different players. Two completely different players, guys. And like, let's be honest with ourselves here. Cameron Archer will come along at his own pace. He's 20 years of age. He was a late developer, I suppose, realistically, within the academy. He's gone out on loan to Borough. I don't think this has any bearing on it. People, we need three strikers, we need four strikers, we need five strikers, we need as many strikers as we need to get to score the goals. And I think that, you know, just that this doesn't affect the Cameron Archer situation at all, because Cameron Archer has gone out on loan. He's a completely different type of striker to John Duran. I think this is more looking down the line at maybe the Danny Ings may not be here after the summer. Maybe Ollie Watkins may not be here in 18 months, 2 years' time. And I think that there's no harm in having that. Plus, like, Cameron Archer has shown he can do it at the championship level. Let's see him do it at the championship level again. Bring him into the first team squad, and there's no point in rushing, I think, Cameron Archer from that point of view. But this guy already has four international caps. Yes, a lot of his football has been played at MLS level, but you know, there's a gradation here. I think that regards, they're two completely different players. Number one, but I think secondly, I think it's not fair to say that this guy is probably a better player than Cameron Archer at this moment in time, considering he's got international honours. And I know that's not everything, but he's probably more highly thought of from that point of view. And that's not detracting on Cameron Archer. Cameron Archer will come along in his own time. But it's a fair comment. First thing that went through my mind as well, Tuan, and I suppose that's just my thoughts on it as well, that if we can have two strikers, one, this guy's only 19, Cameron Archer's only 20. If in 2 years' time we've got a 21-year-old and a 22-year-old starting up top for Aston Villa, and both of them have proved their worth in the Premier League, well, then we'd be absolutely delighted, because we'd be laughing going into the future, I think. So that's good. And Adam says here as well, Archer more than likely never going to get a look in then. No, wouldn't say that at all. Two completely different strikers. Emery plays two up top as well. So it'll be interesting from that point of view. And as I say, Cameron Archer will get his look in at Borough, and we'll get to see an awful lot about how he progresses throughout the course of this year as well. There's people talking about having him in Football Manager. I haven't played Football Manager since about 2020, so it's good to know the Football Manager have him in there as well. Matt Parker says, will Ings be off? He won't be off in this transfer window. I think that we needed a striker regardless of what happened and what came in. I think we were short the striker prior to this. I thought we were short the striker, and we should have probably signed another one in the summer. From that point of view, I think this I think that he's not off now anyway, for sure. Sorry there, I just need to continually log into a system here, because it is, as I say, a completely different system. And of course, I can't remember my password. But yeah, I don't think Ings is off in this transfer window at all whatsoever. Paddy says he's a big, strong, good in the air, young, great first touch, great passer, and very composed in a one-to-one. What's not to love? Yeah, as I say, let's get him doing it in the Premier League, and let's see what happens here. It's worth mentioning as well that he is that this deal is subject to international clearance, visa clearances, medicals, all that fun stuff, I suppose, that does come down the line with these transfers. But so we wouldn't be expecting to see this guy next Saturday against against Southampton. Wouldn't be expecting to see this guy against Southampton. He may not even have clearance by then. I think it usually takes about 3 or 4 days for these to come through, for those to come through with new rules, specifically the visa waivers and so on like that, that come through post Brexit. But if anybody has any more information on that, please let me know, because it's always interesting to know all that stuff. Do we know if he can speak English already? Not a huge problem if not. Well, he's been in the United States for a while, so I'd say that at least he might have an American twang by the time he comes over to us. But he has been in the United States last year. He played last season in the United States as well. He moved from Envigado. And one thing I suppose to mention about this guy's footballing upbringing, he was with a club called Envigado, and they're one of the teams that do have quite a good nursery within Colombian football. James Rodriguez and a couple of more players have come from that club as well, so they do have a history of creating some decent players in Colombia. So this guy hasn't exactly come directly out of obscurity at all. Well, it has come out of obscurity for us, but obscurity, should I say, for us, because nobody really saw it coming, except for some podcast who did a podcast on him 2 weeks ago, whoever they were.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And to be honest with you, we didn't know anything about him. He was just an interesting character that was, I saw linked. It was an obscure link at the time. I even say it was a spurious link in the podcast, but you could see what he brings, because he does bring a nice different aspect to play as well, for sure. Where else are we? Edie asks, is Danjuma in talks with us, or will he go to Bournemouth? I think the Bournemouth question is an interesting one, because Bournemouth signed a winger today are in the process of signing a winger from Lorient. And I don't know, will they go for two wingers of that style like Danjuma? Me personally, I'm 60% on board with Danjuma. There's just one or two things though when I see him, and there's just a couple of things with regards to, you know, his highest scoring seasons were both in the first division, were both in the championship and the Dutch first division. That's fine. That doesn't concern me at all. Obviously, when the big joker in the pack for me is how he's played under Emery before, which is fantastic. You know, durability might be an issue for Danjuma. That's really my only question on Danjuma, is durability, because he's only played over 28 games a season once. 28 league games a season once in his career, and that for me, I suppose, is just a little worry. But yeah, bring him on if Emery wants him and he plays the way he did for Villarreal. Bring on Danjuma as well, for sure. Where are we? Philip Railton says all Man United fans wanted this guy 2 months ago. There you go. Yeah, as I say, he was linked with a couple of teams. He was linked with teams in Europe as well that skipped my mind. But I know Liverpool were very, very interested in signing him. They've obviously signed Gakpo recently. They signed Luis Diaz, who is injured at the moment. And this guy, obviously being a different type of striker to him, to those guys, was somebody I think that they were looking at. But Aston Villa look like they've stolen a match, and it is. Yeah, it's all good. Like, as I say, we want this guy to succeed, and hopefully he absolutely can. Let me see if I can share up some of the statistics with you guys again, because just so we can... Oh, yeah, you guys can see that there. So these are some stats. Now, once again, I apologize, because the radars, I never changed the actual radar in this, and it looks very, very heavily skewed. But what you can see here is that this guy takes an awful lot more shots than the current strikers that we have. He's very industrious in getting around the field, so he does his job. With regards to ball recoveries, he has a better ball recovery rate than the two strikers that we have at this moment in time. Shot creating actions, obviously he's not really a creator, although he is up there in the mold of Danny Ings with regards to getting on the end of balls. With goal creating actions, he's up there as well. Scoring frequency, he's at 171 minutes. Yes, he's not a massive goal machine, or he hasn't been, but then again, he did start his career as a 15-year-old. Would you believe he was 15 years of age when he played 9 games, and he had 4 starts for Envigado in Colombia? And at 15 years of age, if you're playing 9 games at 15, you obviously have the physical ability to play within the league. Year after that, at 16, he played 13 games, scoring 1 goal. Year after that, at 17, which is 2021, he played 23 games, scoring 7 goals with 3 assists. And then he's moved to Chicago Fire. And so far, he's played 27 games for Chicago Fire, scoring 8 goals and 3 assists, as per Football References, what I'm looking at now. So he's got some time under his belt. He's nearly 4,000 minutes played as a 19-year-old. Sorry, that was up as far as 2022. It doesn't take into account this season so far for Chicago Fire. So I'm sure last season he played 27 games, scoring 8 goals and 3 assists. But he's played over 4,000 minutes senior football so far, obviously starting as a 15-year-old. So somebody saw something of him in a really prodigious setup like Envigado have. But looking at his chances missed, he hasn't missed an awful lot of chances. But then again, 9 big chances missed puts him in and around the same bracket as Ollie Watkins, younger type striker, as I say, and and somebody that was still learning his craft. But yeah, look, I'm not going to take these statistics as golden or anything like that, because they're not. They're very much based out of the MLS. They're also based on a player being very, very young. And, you know, we have to take all that into account. He could come to the Premier League. The league might suit him a small bit better. With better service, he might have a better output. And I'm 100% willing to sit and wait on this guy and make sure that, you know, that we can see some good things from him and not put too much on his shoulders too quickly. We've wanted height in the striking positions. This guy brings us height in the striking positions. He brings us youth. And as I say, somebody saw something in him at 15 years of age to put him into men's football. There aren't too many footballers, regardless of the league that he was playing in the Colombian league. There aren't too many footballers in the world that you can put a 15-year-old in and he plays well. Like, you look at Evan Ferguson playing for Brighton at the moment. He was thrown in to play at 15 or 16 for, I think it was Bohemians here in Ireland. You know, you could see that he was a talent then. Maybe this guy, if John Duran turns out to be the Colombian Evan Ferguson or vice versa, well, then I think I think me as an Aston Villa and an Ireland fan might be very, very happy with that for sure. Yeah, so like his height range is anywhere that I've seen from 6'1 to 6'2 to 6'3. I always err on the side of calling people shorter than they are, and then let them tug out a small bit taller. It doesn't really matter whether he's 6'1 or 6'3, as long as he can get his head to the ball and hold up the ball. His height for me is irrelevant. But yeah, as I say, I've seen him anywhere from 6'1 up as far as 6'3, and but he's a different prospect and a different animal, I think, to the players that we've signed already. So that's going to do it for me, guys. We might come back on later and do maybe a bit of a more in-depth study on him. Maybe Paddy might have a few ideas about him, but I just wanted to jump on and just chat about him slightly. It's been a rambling one, as I say. I didn't really have anything kind of planned on this or anything. So a lot this one has really just been straight from my mind, and I hope you've enjoyed it. But as I say, thank you so much, everybody, for watching the podcast. Please give us a thumbs up if you do like this. Please subscribe to our channel if you are not a subscriber already. Would really appreciate that. And share this to the world if you could. It really, really, really pushes us up the algorithms. But Aston Villa have a striker in. We have a striker that heralded, I suppose, in his homeland of Colombia. And he's somebody that fits the physical profile anyway of a striker that us fans have wanted and have been craving for since somebody like Christian Benteke has left the club. So all's to be written and all's to be seen with regards to this. It's an interesting one, and hopefully he clears waivers or visa clearances, should I say, and international clearances, and we get him on the field to see what he's made of very, very quickly. But thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate your time. Enjoy this one, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the coverage of this and seeing all the rest of the reports and scouting reports that come out of him. I don't know everything there is to know about this guy for obvious reasons. I never know everything there is to know about any player. This guy was just somebody who interested me. I've watched maybe three of his games on Y Scout, and I'm going to sit down tonight now and watch a couple of more to see if I can get more of an insight of him. But thanks, everybody, for watching it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.